It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and John Easter in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! That was weak air horns today.
Sorry, I was looking up something.
We need to get better air horns. Better air horns right now.
The answer to your question that you asked me before the show started is South Bend, Washington. It was going to bother me all day. Okay, better.
That makes
South Bend, Washington, number one in the girls' standings. But who's number one in boys? Indiana.
Man, I don't know.
In ranked 21 nationally.
Isn't it? I know that team. They're on the west side of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Coached by Don Carlisle.
Think so. They beat that Denny Bavis team.
That's close. Maybe. I think it's Davis High School.
There we go.
Davis High
According
School.
According to Max Preps, about 8 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, right. No, of course. Ben Davis, number one in boys basketball in both polls. And I don't know who the one voter who voted for Penn was in both the media poll, and there was one voter, I believe, in either the coaches poll or the media poll that voted for Cathedral still to be number one.
I saw that.
The Penn, I think, was just like it was Dan Smith, class of 1987 Penn.
Something
Penn
like.
High School.
But, Giants and Penn will play later this year. But, yeah, how are they not the unanimous number one with who they've beaten and
they beat the number one team. I thought that was kind of custom that you just become number one.
I mean, they were number two.
Right. As the number two team.
Penn's pretty good. You guys saw Penn, too. Max did. So you guys will see Penn in a couple weeks at the Hall of Fame Classic. They're playing Ben Davis.
Don't they have that Notre Dame commit?
Yeah, they do have the Notre Dame commit. He had like 33 points in the comeback win against Zionsville. Right before we had Cathedral Ben Davis, I saw most of that. They were down. Penn was 20-1 in the first quarter, and they were able to come back and beat Zionsville. I remember Zionsville with Iams. Everyone was freaking out about them.
And, you know, the last time that Ben Davis had kind of a juggernaut team that was, you know, the best in the state was probably 94-95. That team played in the Hall of Fame Classic against Warsaw, who was coached by Al Rhodes, who now coaches Penn. So that was their only loss the entire season was in the Hall of Fame Classic against Warsaw. So hopefully, you know, Giants are playing Penn,
which we will
coached
be
by
on.
Al Rhodes.
Yeah,
Max
and I will be on that call.
I believe Don Carlisle was like a freshman or sophomore on that team.
95?
Yeah.
He graduated in 97. I remember seeing that. So he'd probably be a sophomore, freshman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like
so
I
he's
said.
Pretty young there.
I thought he was a freshman.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. You were correct. So, but Max and I will be on that call on December
30th. That's what I said, Owen.
That's exactly what you said.
Gosh.
He wasn't listening, obviously.
I was listening.
He wanted to go brag that he gets to be going to Newcastle with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I did.
Newcastle.
It's a cool gym, and
the
I want to go.
Largest and finest field house, even though Seymour disputes that.
That's always fun to watch.
Yeah, that is fun, watching the Seymour people and the Newcastle people go at each other on the message boards.
But moving over from high school basketball to professional basketball,
woo!
The Indiana Pacers get another win over the Golden State Warriors, move to 15-14. The Warriors drop to 14-15 with efforts from a 47-point second quarter.
Yeah.
So amazing there. I mean, the Pacers were only up one going into the second quarter, scored 47 to Golden State's 28, and then kind of let off the gas in the third quarter, ended up winning by 6 points. And that was led by scoring of Tyrese Haliburton with 29 points.
After he struggled against Miami, he comes back with 20. In fact, the Pacers only had, 83 against Miami?
87, 82.
Lowest scoring game of the year.
Yeah, somebody said it was like the old Eastern Conference Finals, when they said somebody, Eric Spoelstra, just needed some hair gel to look like Pat Riley. And, you know, it was kind of back in those days when you had those knockdown drag out Eastern Conference games between the Pacers and the Knicks or the Heat back in those days. But yeah, great win for the Pacers over the Warriors. Warriors still kind of finding themselves, I think, where they are, maybe on the other side of things a little bit with that great team that they've had over the years. But still, when you beat the Warriors, that's a marquee win.
To win against them once is a goal, but to beat them twice in the same season is great. For the Warriors, Draymond got ejected. I think that was his 18th all-time ejection. He leads the league this season in ejections.
Still less than Rasheed Wallace.
Exactly. And then Steph Curry injured his shoulder as well. So for the Warriors, they were disappointed to lose, but they are not happy now that Curry's hurt too.
Well, I saw the thing, and it was his shoulder, and a lot of people were saying, "Oh, it's just it doesn't look dislocated." But there's some where you don't know it's dislocated or torn or anything until you get underneath a camera.
And you have some experience in this, don't you, Owen?
A little bit.
Shoulder problems.
Yeah, but I think I'm doing better now.
That's good.
But yeah, so it's one of those that time will tell. But I did see yesterday, it was pretty cool. On this day yesterday in 2021, Curry set the all-time record for most threes. So I thought that was pretty cool that it's already been a year.
And
which is crazy.
It wasn't against Indiana, because that was the only time they brought ESPN there.
I think it was against the Hornets.
I thought wasn't it in New York? Because it was like Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it was against the Knicks, and then Reggie Miller and Ray Allen were there, and then Ray Allen had that, excited look on his face because he doesn't hold the record anymore.
Yeah, I know if you're going to do, set a record, do it at MSG.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely there. But the Warriors in 10th place, still in that play-in spot. So they could, if the season ended today, even though they're struggling, they're still in the playoffs. Well, the play-in game.
Still a long way to go. I mean, it's a long way. It's like baseball with 162 games. A lot can happen over an 82-game season, especially in both leagues. I was looking at the records, and there's so many teams that are just bunched up right now. So if a team gets hot, goes on a 5-10 game winning streak, you can move up quite a bit within the particular divisions and the conferences.
I mean, yeah, the Pacers were 4 at one point, I think like a week ago, and now they're down to 7th after they went 4-6 on a 10 game stretch. But the Celtics number 1, 22-7, so still battling it out with the Bucks for that 1-2 seed, as they're only a game back. The Bucks are, they're 8-2 in their last 10, so the Bucks are looking really hot right now.
But again, it's December, and
right,
we'll be playing basketball up until, at least regular season basketball, up until April. So a lot of people don't start paying attention to the NBA until Christmas Day, when they kind of belongs to the NBA, though the NFL is going to try to challenge them this year.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the Pelicans, too, looking good. I think the Pelicans are going to be one of those teams that can hold out for the rest of the year. Looking good.
Zion?
Yeah. Did you see that one against
Zion,
the Suns? Zion Williamson. Did you see the one play against the Suns where they had like, I forgot what happened, but then Zion stole it or
slammed it.
It
was right at the end.
Yeah, and then they were
all upset. Yeah, I mean, you should do that.
But I don't know. I thought it was good, and then they ended up winning again. They played him like 3 days later and ended up winning.
Biggest thing, can he be healthy?
Yeah.
We haven't been able to see that truly since he was in high school. So
ever
that's
since
the biggest thing.
He blew out the shoe in that Duke game.
Everything is just
everything.
Gone wrong.
Yeah, we really haven't seen a healthy Zion.
Was that March Madness when he did that?
No, that was actually regular season.
A regular season game. Was it number one? They were number two.
I think they were number one at that time. I remember it was at Cameron Indoor Stadium, and just everyone was going wild about that. And then we should have known that we had to worry about injuries. You still want number one, though, and when he plays, he looks really good.
Right, oh yeah.
But just
when he plays.
Exactly.
I do want to ask you guys a question. I mean, sure, we're going to fall back on it early there, but the Kings. What's your opinion on the Kings so far after the Pacers trade with DeMontis Sabonis and
we still won. They got lucky that first time. I don't care that they're doing good right now. Like Mr. Easter said, you got to wait until we get towards the end of the season. I still think the Pacers have the better trade because at the end of the day, they have the younger talent.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were able to keep Miles Turner, and it's looking more and more like the Pacers may want to try to keep Miles Turner around. You know, he was rumored for so many trades and things, but I think this current you know, roster and the way things are looks pretty good for the Pacers right now, and they're playing pretty well, so why upset the balance and just trade Miles Turner if you don't have to? So now it looks like the Pacers may be trying to keep him around and keep him happy a little bit. And I think as much as I like Domas, I mean, gosh, you got Halliburton and that group. And then, you know, Sabonis, he's an awesome player, but he certainly doesn't have the defensive skills that we've seen that the Pacers have picked up. So, you know, I think, again, I think Max is correct. I think the Pacers still have won that trade, even though it appears that it was a win-win for both franchises. It's always good when the Kings do well. They're huge out there in Sacramento, even though they've struggled for the last few seasons. I know that they still have great attendance at their games, and I know when they what it was like the Sleep Center or whatever their last arena was.
Yeah, Sleep Train.
They had so many straight sellouts, even though they were struggling. So Sacramento loves their Kings.
They do.
I mean, they are the only professional franchise there, which helps there being the capital city of California.
And Sacramento is not a tiny city.
No.
You're just battling with big cities.
Right. When you've got L.A. and San Diego and San Francisco and Oakland, and, you know, you have those cities that have had traditional sports franchises for so long, Sacramento kind of does get lost. And plus, it's not as glamorous maybe as L.A. or San Francisco, being out by the ocean, or San Diego. My gosh, I don't know if either one of you have ever been to San Diego.
No.
That is the most beautiful city, because it is just, I mean, the weather's always perfect, and it's just, it's gorgeous. And, you know, you're in Sacramento, and it's in the middle of the, kind of in the middle of the state. You don't have as much, you know, beaches to go to or things like that, things to do.
And you're north.
Maybe out. Well, so. I don't want to say that. I've never been to Sacramento. I'm not going to give Sacramento slander, but I do think Sacramento sometimes gets forgotten that it is a big city that doesn't have a lot of sports franchises.
Yeah, so the Kings there. So, but with that, we're going to go to a quick break and then come back and move over to the NFL side of the sports world. We got some big matchups coming up this week, some divisional matchups. So we're going to go to a quick break on the Sports Spotlight Indies Giant 90.9.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety.
You tell me you're leaving today. Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight Indies Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Pulley alongside Maxwell Gilley and John Easter.
You're Owen Pulley?
I am Owen Pulley.
I thought you were Max Gilley.
I'm not Max Gilley.
And I thought Max, you're Max?
I thought you
were Owen Pulley.
Of course.
Well, it's all,
I'm Lucas McKee.
Just got to remember, Owen's the tall one.
Ah, yeah,
We don't exist. We're all a figment of your imagination. Nothing is real.
Yeah.
That's another show for another day.
Ooh, this sounds off like rails. Off the rails. Yeah,
But the NFL, I mean, 2015 right now for Thursday Night Football, if you were in 2015, 2016, this would be the greatest matchup ever.
I have something. There's a current dispute between Fox 59 and CBS 4 and Comcast, right? I'm a Comcast subscriber still. So they're rolling a crawl at the bottom of their screen on CBS4 right now that says, you know, Comcast is trying to cancel us from your channel lineup, blah, blah, blah. You'll miss games like Cincinnati and Tampa Bay.
Who wants to see that?
But that's what they're putting on there.
Besides the names of the quarterbacks.
But no. They're forgetting a team that plays a lot on CBS.
Well, that's just because this week they're on the NFL Network.
Right. But
still,
they're forgetting a team that plays a lot on CBS. I would say Colts game, Colts coverage, but they're just not even. Nope. They're not even talking about
Cincinnati,
that.
I feel like
Tom Brady
gonna cause people to want to watch.
Right, they're like, well, take it.
You know? Right, I don't care about that game.
Probably that's what it was. Though, if they put Colts on there, people would be like, oh, I can deal with that without that.
Yeah, that'd probably save you less. That would probably save you less gray hairs.
Yeah, than, right.
Than staying on.
Sorry, I had to throw that in because I saw that this morning and I was like, wow.
No, it's completely warranted. That's good there.
It's like, wow, the Colts are not getting any respect from CBS4. And they're the official Colts station or whatever, too, aren't they?
And that's what they say. As does every other station.
Yeah, right.
The official home of the Indianapolis Colts, even if we don't call the game.
WTHR does a lot with, like, the players and coaches. They did, like, the thing.
Well, Matt Ryan is, yeah.
So they get a lot of the player and coach connections.
How about that awkward deal a couple weeks ago? Frank Reich was in town for his charity.
Yeah, that was awkward. Interesting.
And then they were like, how do you feel about the team? He's like, I love this team.
Right. I mean, what's he going to say?
I hate this team. Ursay never, Ursay, blah, 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 blah. He was evil. No.
Frank Reich's a class act.
He is.
You know.
He looked much better, too.
Coaching, he looked like he's lost about 15 years. Yeah. He's
it's like those presidential pictures.
I'm not stressed anymore.
The presidential pictures from inaugurations to when they leave office.
Yeah, you look at George W. Bush now, he just looks like, I'm doing all right. I'm just painting a bunch of pictures. That's right. I'm not the decidificator now.
Owning the Texas Rangers, part-time owner of that team.
I don't think so.
Is he not anymore?
No.
I knew he was.
He gave him up before he ran for president.
Oh. Oh, that's been a while.
I just missed out on that.
I thought he was still one. I thought he was still like a partial owner. I don't know.
He might have taken it back up. I don't know.
But anyway, in 2015, 2016, you saw this Thursday night matchup. You'd think this was like the NFC Championship game, 49ers, Seahawks. But we'll have to see how this goes. 49ers,
yeah, I think this could be an interesting one still. The Seahawks have kind of surprised me this year. I didn't think they would do much with Geno Smith, but it looks like they actually got the better end of the trade with the Broncos. No offense, Max.
Broncos country? Let's ride.
Let's ride. I don't know where they're riding, but certainly not to the playoffs.
They should be able to beat the Cardinals this week, though.
Yeah, without Kyler.
Kyler Murray isn't there.
But, you know, man, it seems like every year the 49ers have some major injury. And so this year, Jimmy Garoppolo, the most disrespected quarterback in the NFL seems to always get it done.
Well, first it was Trey Lance went down.
Right. Trey Lance down. Jimmy Garoppolo breaks his foot, which, you know, is kind of the knock on Jimmy Garoppolo, too. But now Debo Samuel is out. So it's kind of like, man, Kyle Shanahan just can't catch a break. It's kind of like when Joe Lentz was here. It seemed like he always had some injury that affected the girls' basketball program and the girls' basketball team. It's kind of like that with Kyle Shanahan out there, because the Niners were looking pretty stout when they had everybody together, and why wouldn't they? I mean, gosh, they've assembled kind of like the Super Friends there right now, and they were playing really well. Now you look at this game, it's lost a lot of its luster without those players, but I still think they probably have enough to get it done. Seattle, though, it's in Seattle.
Yes, it's in Seattle.
That is a tough place to play still. The 12th man up there.
Especially on a Thursday night, there will be a lot of people there as well.
Yep.
Big marquee games this.
But how about Al Michaels? You leave NBC to go to Amazon and do the streaming thing, and, man, they've really had some duds this year.
He can go complain with his giant paycheck.
But I love
the 12-9 Broncos game wasn't – Broncos Colts game wasn't amazing.
It was a good game, but I love how Al Michaels is honest. Usually on the broadcast
that.
At some point, and he always works in the betting line too at some point, because, like, you know, if there's a late field goal, he'll be like, well, some people are rooting for him to miss this. It's like, ah, oh, I see what you're doing there, Al. He doesn't. He doesn't just come out and say it, you know.
Yeah, he's very discreet about it. But
yeah,
the 49ers. Yeah, like you said, Mr. Easter. The Seahawks. I think they have looked pretty good this year. Geno Smith kind of running that offense there, but the trade with the Broncos, that was just tough to watch.
Yeah.
It's tough to watch the Broncos now. I'm just going to say it flat out, but hey, Broncos country, let's ride. You know, you can't go wrong with them. But the Colts getting moved to the Saturday game against the Vikings, taking them on in Minnesota at 1 p.m.
Minnesota.
And it's in Minnesota against the Vikings, so we talked about this a little off air. The Colts will probably win.
Yeah.
This would be the game they
win.
I mean,
you know, the Colts played the Cowboys tough for three quarters until I don't know what happened that fourth. They beat the Chiefs, which, how did that happen? They almost beat the Eagles. So, I mean, Minnesota probably, I'm still not buying Minnesota at their record, 10-3. I mean, I'm still not just on the Minnesota train. I don't think Kirk Cousins is the guy that's going to lead you to a Super Bowl. So, you know, looking at this right now, they're the second seed. The 49ers are there at the third seed, already with 9 wins. You got Dallas that's fighting with Philadelphia. I mean, I think those are the two best teams in the NFC, Dallas and Philly. And how about the Buccaneers hanging in there in the playoff picture right now? At 6-7, so
not for long.
Yeah,
can we just have one of the NFC South teams win? So Tom Brady probably going
to be the, it'd have to be the Panthers winning the rest of their NFC South matchups.
Maybe.
And that's what I'm rooting for.
Panthers are 5-8.
Well, right in the division though, they're like 3-0, I believe.
I know the AFC South gets a lot of disrespect, but man, NFC South is like 4 dumpster fires right now.
Just like the NFC East 1 year ago.
Yeah, with the NFC East now.
It's better.
Because you've got all 4 teams in the playoffs right now, if the season were to end today, which is pretty impressive.
And the AFC East has 3.
Yes.
They have 3 right now. The Jaguars officially moved into second place last week over the Colts, after the Colts had their bye week, and the Jaguars get the win over the Titans.
So that means the Colts are rooting for that third place schedule next
something
year.
Like that. I don't know what they're going to do. But yeah, a lot of interdivision matchups. We got Ravens, Browns, and NFC North game there. AFC North, excuse me.
Yeah, and that, I heard there could be some weather in that game. Is that right?
What? Cleveland having weather
a
this
little
time
bit
of year?
The lake effect. Buffalo.
Could be some. Yeah, but it's Buffalo where there
Buffalo,
could be the weather.
I know for sure there is going to be some weather. Not 6 to 8 feet or whatever they were expecting a couple weeks ago against Cleveland.
Expecting like 8 inches of snow or something like that, which is like a light winter dusting in Buffalo.
Yeah. The Bears will host the Eagles. Jets will host the Lions, the Panthers, and the Steelers, Chiefs, and the Texans. Now, we have seen the AFC South team beat the Chiefs earlier this season. It will not be the Texans.
Boy, I bet the Kansas City Chiefs are now kicking themselves for losing to the Colts, because that one loss has shuffled them to second in the AFC playoff picture at the moment. They're behind the Buffalo Bills
Buffalo,
man, they've struggled at times. The Ravens somehow are 9-4. John Harbaugh, what a great football coach John Harbaugh is, because you look at the Ravens and you think, oh, well, they aren't very good, and then they're 9-4 right
but
now.
Lamar Jackson
right in there.
Still, I believe, is out. So that could be an issue for the Ravens.
Bengals are right there at 9-4 as well. And then the my Miami Dolphins, a 6th seed right now in the AFC. They're my second favorite team. And Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are the 7th seed right now, still without a quarterback.
Boo.
Boo. And
worst, let's all boo them. Yeah, boo.
The worst play caller, in my opinion, in AFC.
Sorry.
That was an aggressive vibration there.
That was Mr. Goins.
Mr. Goins. Shout out Mr. Goins.
Hall of Famer
in the Indiana Basketball Hall.
He will
Hall
be on School Talk on Friday morning.
Yeah, he will be on School Talk. Who produced the School Talk? I forgot.
Some weirdo.
Some weirdo.
Yeah, but the Tennessee Titans, the 4th seed right now in the AFC, basically by default.
Yes.
Just don't lose, and then you'll be... Or, you don't even have to, don't lose. Just, don't suck the rest of the year, and you'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, so that's the way the AFC playoff picture looks. So the first seed, Buffalo. 2 is Kansas City. 3, Baltimore. 4, Tennessee. 5, Cincinnati. 6 is Miami. And 7, New England.
The Jets looking to finagle their way
in. Yeah, the Jets at 7-6 as well, along with the New England Patriots.
I think the Chargers. They're
in the hunt.
The Chargers are trying to make it in as well.
Chargers.
I know that they barely got out with the loss last week.
San Diego Charger. I'm sorry, the Los Angeles Charger. I did it on purpose. 7-6.
I did that for the so long. Raiders.
I think if you ran a quiz in Los Angeles, if the Chargers were still in San Diego, it probably would be interesting.
Oh, have you seen the...
Because every game's a road game for the Chargers.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of them at SoFi? It's like the other team that they're playing is crazy.
And it happens to the Rams, too.
Yeah, especially against the 49ers in SoFi.
Because L.A. is not a football town.
No.
L.A. likes the Lakers. L.A. likes the Clippers. L.A. likes college basketball.
And the Dodgers.
L.A. does not. And the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Dodgers baseball. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Vin Scully. Yeah. But Sunday night football, we got two or three, four, five, six. Hold on. That's okay. I was reading it wrong. So at 4:05 or 4:25, excuse me, the Titans and the Chargers. I just had a funny moment. I'm looking at my phone and I'm reading the Sundays and I'm like, why is there so many Sundays? I was like, the NFL plays on Sunday. Well, I was reading the Sunday night football and I was like, well, there's like two, because sometimes they like double dip the Sunday night, but then they'll have like two 4:25 games.
Monday night. Yeah.
But they'll have like two 4:25 games and like, I'm like reading them, I'm like, why are there so many Sunday games? I'm like, they play on Sunday. But anyway, at 4:25, the Titans and the Chargers will play. And then Sunday night football, or no, there's two 4:25. It's Bengals and Buccaneers. So don't miss that out on CBS4 or Comcast or whatever.
Is that the 4:25 game?
That is, yes.
Well, there's two 4:25. It's Titans, Chargers, and then Bengals, Buccaneers.
Well, they're both on CBS, so it'll be, they're probably going to give us Bengals, Buccaneers. Yeah, I think that's more of the national game.
Well, I would say if they're promoting that.
Exactly.
That's probably what they're giving. And then who's Sunday night football this week?
The rematch of the 20-20 tie, the Giants and the Commanders.
Ooh, so, boy, that's a page turner there.
The Colts didn't have the only tie this year, so that's pretty good.
Should have still left them the football team.
I agree.
The Washington football. I was getting used to that.
Yeah, a lot of people. It's funny now. Like a lot of people still like they're the Commanders.
Right.
They've been the Commanders for. Or this is the it's first
second,
season.
Second year.
Yeah, Commanders. Second. First or second year?
It's the first year of the Commanders.
First really? Year.
They had 2 years as the Washington football team because it was 2021.
And then previously the R word.
Yep.
The R. Not the other R word, but the one that you all know.
Yes.
Yes.
The Rams.
The Rams, obviously.
Are playing on Monday Night Football.
But, they tied there. So the battle of the NFC East third and fourth seed.
The Washington Objectionable Nicknames. They were before.
Yes.
And now they are...
The terrible Sean Taylor.
They should
Taylor.
Have left them. They just, oh my gosh, that was awful. But to credit the Commanders, they've kind of gotten a little revenge. I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? People have had to kind of stop on that because they put soccer cleats on Sean Taylor. And there were so many people that were like, oh my gosh, why are there soccer cleats? And it's because he wore
soccer cleats. He didn't wear black gloves, though.
Right. Ever.
And he never wore a Nike jersey.
And he never looked like a wire mannequin in the team shop.
He did not.
So,
but the Commanders, like, people will still call them Washington to this day. They'll be like, the Giants and Washington.
Yeah. Like, well, they are still Washington.
Yeah. But it's funny because, like, they don't call them New York. They're not like New York and, well, New York's a bad example because there's the Jets. But, like, if Green Bay was taking
it, the playing, Packers.
Yeah. They'd be like, Green Bay and Washington. It's the Packers and Washington.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny that they still call them Washington and not the Commanders still, but.
It's anybody, an when they thing. Were little, think that the Washington football team, the Commanders, were in the state of Washington?
I always knew they were in D.C. Yeah. Well, because I knew the I was a big nerd when it came to like state capitals,
right,
and cities
right.
and stuff. So I always knew that the Seattle was in Washington. So I always knew that they.
Well,
had
I was really little. I used to like. I still think like if you're a kid and you're a sports fan, the Dallas Cowboys really don't belong in the AFC East.
Yeah, they don't. I always thought that too.
They're further west than the Atlanta Falcons. You know, things. And they're south too.
And they're further west than the Kansas City Chiefs,
the Chicago Bears,
who are in the AFC West.
Yeah.
They're further west than the Chiefs.
That'd be close. We'd have to look at that.
Something like that.
I want to see a map on that, but you do have a point there.
Yeah, they're more.
And when
they
I was a kid, though, the Atlanta Falcons were in the AFC or the NFC West.
And when we were little kids, the
Saints were in the West.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When we were like little, Max and I were little kids. The Seahawks were in the AFC.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't. But
they're in the AFC West.
And then the Astros were in the NL.
Yep.
For the MLB.
The Brewers were in the AL.
I forgot about that. The Brewers were in the AL.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of divisional changes, but they finally changed it.
Colts were in Baltimore.
All
the way back in 1984.
The Browns were the Ravens.
But then the Ravens were the Browns.
Yeah.
They were the Art Modells. We'll just call them that. The Art Modells.
Baltimore there. Browns had a good sound to it, but Cleveland fought that. So good for them.
Did you see the Max... I don't know if you've seen this on there, but the Browns posted, they're like, everybody's commenting, we need to make a throwback, or they have throwback helmets, so we need one too. And it's like, so we delivered. And it's like a video of them taking off the gray face mask and putting on a white face mask.
They took off the brown face mask.
Or the brown face mask, sorry.
It looks good, too.
I do like that.
That's what they should keep.
Didn't the gray one, wasn't that in the 90s?
I think it was the white one.
Oh.
Thinking back to the Marty Schottenheimer era, and the orange was a little bit lighter back in those days. The Browns were fun back then.
And the dog pound.
They nearly won the AFC championship, not for the fumble.
What was the one game where they like...
In the drive.
They called the refs challenging the play, and then they like threw stuff on the field.
Dog biscuits and batteries and
beer bottles.
Yeah.
I remember
everything
that.
Like that.
The dog pound.
Yeah. But I forgot what the play was. I think they just like challenged a play that wasn't challengeable, or like they reviewed a play because they'd already started the clock on the next one. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
You never knew what you were going to get pelted with in that old end zone down there at the old Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
The mistake on the lake.
Yeah, but it was good for the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, it worked for them until they packed up and moved to Baltimore, which one of the greatest logos, the original Baltimore with the shield and the wings.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite logos.
I
like
the current one better, but...
It is a good logo, too.
It was too busy.
The old one?
The one with the shield and all that looked more like a soccer logo to me.
I think it's the Maryland flag. It's a very busy flag.
Yeah, it is a busy flag.
But I like it. I don't like the Maryland, the Terrapins, their helmet when they have like the full Maryland flag.
I'm just glad that IU doesn't wear 22 helmets anymore.
They used to. I didn't like that.
They had more helmets than wins during the Kevin Wilson era.
They used to be like Oregon, but Oregon was really good at football.
Yeah.
Like, they could do that. But anyway, we're jumping around now. We are. But we're going to come back with World Cup news. Messi.
We're not going to talk about the number one ranked Purdue Boilermakers for.
They talked about that on Tuesday when I wasn't here, and Max did it without me. It's funny. I wasn't here. Thanks for covering the show, Max.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're the new host.
Yay.
But we're going to go to a break and then come back with the World Cup. Messi looking to win his first World Cup ever. But we're going to go to a break on Sports Ball at Indy's Giant 90.9.
Hey, Dr. Elsperman. I believe one of the best ways to invest in a community is to encourage participation in high school sports.
I agree, Paul. High school sports can play a tremendous role in student-athletes obtaining their first degree in life, a high school diploma. Ivy Tech Community College also plays a role by serving more than 70,000 Indiana high school students who are earning college credit while finishing high school.
High school athletics are all about setting students up for success in the classroom and in life, and that's especially important. Considering less than 7% of student-athletes play sports in college, and even fewer receive scholarships.
At Ivy Tech, thousands of high school students complete their freshman year of college or first industry credential, giving them a head start on college and careers.
We appreciate the support of partners like Ivy Tech who invest in our student-athletes, their education, and our communities.
This is championing education. This is investing in your community. This is your IHSAA.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Pulley alongside... Walk through the door. My name is Owen Pulley alongside Maxwell Gill here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Is next to John Easters, he's singing What Makes You Beautiful, volume One Direction, which was playing.
Oh, sorry.
Sing it.
Okay.
We'll play that right after.
I'm not Harry Styles.
We'll play that after the show.
Zane or, you know, those guys.
Malik or whatever his name was.
Louis Tomlinson. Or,
I don't know. But anyway, we're going to talk
Liam
about.
Liam Payne.
Liam, that's who I was thinking of. We were talking about the.
I'm still missing one. So, I'll think of Niall.
Niall
Horan.
Niall is like the one of the most, like, besides Harry, like the most famous individual guy.
One Direction's. They've done a great. I mean. Zayn's had number one songs. Harry Styles has had number one. I mean, they've been really good. Niall's had hits.
Yeah.
Louis had hits. They all have.
Yeah.
Liam.
They were good as a group, too. My sister liked them a lot as a kid when she was a lot younger. But what little girl in the mid-2010s didn't love One Direction?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Argentina defeats Croatia, though, in the World Cup semifinals 3-0 to go to the championship game. Messi looking to find his first World Cup. Max, we talked about this. Are you pro or anti-Messi?
I'm weird, and I like to root for chaos sometimes.
You mid-major pro.
Exactly.
We can't go to an episode without talking about it.
Exactly. Sicko committee over here. They're a great follow. But no, I was rooting against Messi and Ronaldo just because I was like, everyone wanted them to make it, so I mean, it should be fun with Messi making it, and then France beating Morocco as well. I was disappointed that Morocco lost. That was a fun journey to watch.
There were a lot of Morocco fans out there watching that match yesterday. You know, the World Cup. I mean, it's delivered, at least the on the field product. There's been a lot of controversy and things off the field about it being in Qatar and things like that, but. You know, it's kind of like the Olympics. There's all that controversy and everything about how people get the Olympics or how they get the World Cup and, you know, some pretty severe human rights concerns about this. But when the matches have started, the competition has been spectacular. So, you know, you got to balance the memory of the World Cup with the, you know, amazing competition versus everything else and all the other stuff that feeds in.
Yeah, it gets to becoming pretty fun when actually they start playing and you kind of just see what's on the pitch.
But you really can't forget
right.
Everything else. You know, certainly, like we said, the competition's been fantastic, but you can't forget everything else that was talked about prior to the World Cup. And sometimes there's the, I don't know, that tends to happen. You know, it's like, oh, we had a great World Cup. Well, there was still all this junk that happened ahead of time that you have to remember about FIFA. And, you know, FIFA always kind of, once the World Cup starts, looks pretty good because the competition is so good. It's not like, you know, the thing about soccer that I like about soccer in general or football, the world, what is it, the beautiful sport.
A wild game.
Yeah, it's very easy to broadcast as far as you know it's when it's going to start. If they say that it's going to start at 2:00, it starts at 2:00. There's none of that. I mean, you know, it's going to be about 2-hour match with everything thrown in. There's no like frills. The way they cover it is with limited commercials, so you get like. You don't really see like football where it's like, oh, there's a moment between plays. We're going to cut away and hear about this sponsor. You know, it's just it's a fun game to watch. And I'm glad to see that at least every 4 years and every 2 years, because the Women's World Cup comes up in a couple years, you get this kind of injection, at least in the United States, of soccer coverage.
Definitely helped this year that they were looking good, too.
Yeah.
And Morocco becomes the first African nation to make it to the World Cup semifinals, the furthest
awesome.
Any African team has gone ever. But France did get the win 2-0 against them, so they will play Croatia.
And, you know, those two teams have a history with each other, too, because French, that's why you saw MAR on the score line, is because that is French, the old French abbreviation of Morocco.
I did not. I was not.
That was talked about on Twitter yesterday.
I saw that it was MAR. Yeah, Jake Query was like, anybody smarter than me can comment. I did not know the answer to that. But we were pretty honestly pretty close from, I mean, 3-0. But we were one game away from having a rematch of the 2018 World Cup final with Croatia and France. But Argentina and France, we have a South American nation and a European nation taking on each other in the final there. And then Croatia and Morocco will play on Saturday, but Sunday is the final, December 18th at 10 a.m. So watch that if you would like to watch the World Cup final, because it won't be on for another 4 years. So, but we did hear the school bell for 8:30, so that means our time is out on the Sports Spotlight. We've hit the shot clock. Let's start doing that. We need to have like a shot clock on something,
yeah.
And we just end the show like that. But with that, we're going to end it here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. Max Gilley, Owen Pulley, and John Easter here on Indy's Giant 90.9.